This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here's today's paradox in high-end retail. How do you undilute your brand? Case in point, Ralph Lauren, the company's chief executive, met with analysts today and laid out a whole closet full of details on the once upper crust but now clearly troubled brand's turnaround plan. One key to the whole thing? Less is more. Gigi Duban reports on luxury damage control.
If you shop at Macy's or Kohl's or JCPenney, please don't be offended. But there are people out there who think luxury brands like Ralph Lauren don't even belong in the same sentence as these department stores. Hooman Salem, CEO of Argyle Company, fashion retail consultants, is one of them.
They have no business being in a JCPenney or a Sears or a Kohl's or these types of stores because, again, it's a disconnect between who those customers are and what the brand intends to be.
The brand intends to be luxury, but when department store shoppers come armed with coupons and they buy those brands at a discount, Salem says something happens.
They dilute the brand, they alienate their core customer groups, and as a result, they are now, Prada is one of them certainly, Ralph Lauren, and many others, they're realizing that that was a bad idea.
Russ Weiner is a marketing professor at NYU. He says Ralph Lauren needs to figure out how to keep profit margins high.
Which usually means not only high prices, but also as little discounting as they can.
That means selling less at outlet stores and more at high-end stores like Saks and Nordstrom. Weiner's own take on Ralph Lauren's iconic staple?
To me, it's the polo shirt. I own a few of them. I might have to say I got them at factory outlets.
But he says even with smaller price tags, he's not a fan. Those really big ponies on the shirts? Weiner thinks they're a little garish. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
They're a lot garish, a lot, and don't even get me started on the cologne, all right? Ticker symbol RL, Ralph Lauren, or Lauren, take your pick.